go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river rolling into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of laughter. The finer things keep shining through.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going to chat with our old friend, but you're way younger than me, Bryant. We're going to chat with Bryant Fisek. He is with MnDOT. He's actually the South Area Engineer for MnDOT's Metro District, and we are grateful for his time always. He helped us chat the whole way through the Highway 316 reconstruction roundabout project, and we're going to talk about that. That's finishing up. And we also are going to talk about the Highway 61 corridor study that we have an opportunity to get involved in at the ground level on that. So first of all, Bryant, how have you been?
Good to talk to you again. Yeah, happy to be back here. And boy, I'm just excited for the spring, the nicer weather, and getting started on a few projects in Hastings again.
No kidding. So before we went on the air, we were kind of talking about the weather, and you said that it doesn't necessarily impact your job as far as getting out there, but it has to make it easier when the weather is nicer.
Oh, it does, for a whole host of reasons. I mean, it just makes people feel better. I mean, it's always a better day when it's a nice outside. But yeah, it does help us in construction schedules. We get nicer weather, we can start a project earlier, we can get it done earlier, and we can just deal with whatever happens on construction a lot easier if it's nice out, as opposed to if we have snow into May or we have thunderstorms and everything. So it can make a difference, but at the same time, we do plan. We do our best to plan for weather and make sure that we're accounting for kind of unknown stuff that may come up.
So, Bryant, you said that Hastings actually has two MnDOT projects going on right now, and I know that you have been here with the Highway 316 reconstruction. There is still some finishing up work that spilled over from last fall. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yes. So we were happy to finally get the road open and get the access back for everybody. So thankfully that part is done. But now, this is the second part planned where we need to go out there. There's a few things we need to still do. We need to put the permanent striping in. You're going to see those center islands of the roundabouts completely colored up. So that'll help people as they're navigating around. There's a drainage issue at the south end that we need to fix up. So a couple things that happened during the project and just stuff we left from last year that we need to finish up. And you'll probably start seeing some activity towards the end of this month. Contractors reviewing the plans, putting their schedule together. So I don't have exact timing yet. But then in the month of June and probably in the month of July, you'll see activity and again, just finishing that up so then we can cross it off the list and have a great project remaining for everyone to use.
No kidding. Bryant, and I know you actually have been in Hastings and observing how the roundabouts are working, and you wanted to give a little compliment.
Yes, I started this, obviously. This is a complete corridor reconstruction. I mean, it's completely different from what we had with the two narrow lanes as well as the roundabouts. And that's something that I know can throw people off. Whether you're a commuter or if you live in the area, you may not be used to something like this, those compact roundabouts in particular. And what I've seen, again, this is just anecdotally, but what I've seen is that people are driving them more correctly, if that's the right way to phrase it, now than they were, and just seeing the corridor operate a lot better. So it's been exciting to see kind of the learning curve go through, and people are getting it, they're going around correctly, and again, I'm just kind of really excited for seeing all those benefits finally fully realized.
Well, and I will tell you that my mom knows how to go to Coborn, so it's all good. Because I know you were very concerned about her, Bryant, and I'm so grateful for you taking such interest in the people of Hastings. So, Bryant, that's a great project. And then you also are here. The Highway 61 corridor study is just starting. Can you give an overview? And then I want to get into some of the details, please.
Yes, this is a new study, so we're just looking at Highway 61, and this covers almost the entirety of Hastings. It goes from 4th Street south to 36, so it goes through the Highway 316 intersection. And what we're looking at is trying to determine what the future of that road should be. What does it need to look like? How are we going to handle not only vehicles and trucks, but pedestrians or bikes, and what's that vision for the corridor?
Can you give us some of the statistics of Highway 61? Because I know it's a very, very well-traveled stretch of road.
It definitely is. There is a lot of traffic on there. I mean, towards the north end, you're talking 31,000 vehicles a day or so. I mean, that's just a lot of cars.
A lot of cars
and trucks moving back and forth. And then the heavy trucks, there's a good percentage of heavy trucks. And they don't really start right away in the morning, but their high time starts at about 10 a.m. and kind of increases until about 2 p.m. and then goes back down. But I'm sure this is not news to anybody who travels it regularly. But yeah, there's just a lot of traffic out there. There's a lot of activity, and that's where we're looking to hear from people about what are your issues out there. And I'll mention right away that there's an open house coming up on May 18th, and that's going to be at City Hall. And that's where we're looking for people to come and tell us and let us know, what are the issues you see? What are your ideas for the corridor? If you could fix one thing on Highway 61, what would that be? That's what I'm really excited to listen to people and just hear what they have to say about it.
And Brian, how well attended are those open houses by, let's say, just by people that are part of the community? I would assume people that have a more vested interest, like city council, the mayor, you know, different other elected officials would find that beneficial. But what can just a normal resident expect? Does our opinion matter?
Absolutely. And this is exactly kind of how the 316 corridor came about. So very similarly, we have MnDOT has a project coming up on Highway 61. We have money allocated for it. But rather than just do the same old and just replace what's out there or just do some minor tweaks, this is where we really do want to listen to the community and hear what you have to say. And like I keep comparing it back to 316 because it's a very similar process. We went out there, we listened to the people. We listened to the community, and they were the ones who told us, hey, it's too fast on 316. We're concerned about safety. Where do we go if we're walking or biking? And all those three elements went into that new design on 316. Now, I don't know that we're going to have that big of a transformation on Highway 61, but this is really the ground floor of the study. It's the thing that's going to set us up for that future project. And if we don't know your opinion, it can't get looked at, and it can't potentially go into what we're going to do. So this is the opportunity. Come out and let us know and give us ideas, give us issues. Definitely, it makes a difference.
So, Bryant, when you look at Highway 61, is there anything glaring that you see from all of your work around the state?
Well, I'll just say that there's a lot going on. I mean, with that much traffic, and it's obviously leading to the bridge, it's the river crossing right in there. There's just a lot going on, but it's also, I mean, it goes right through the heart of the city here. You're right in the downtown area. It's just neat as it kind of transforms as you go from the north end to the south end. There's residents along there. There's businesses along there. And it's just top field. I mean, there's a lot going on that we'll need to take into account and figure out how we're going to do it. And that's where we don't have any solutions right now because we don't know what all the issues are. And again, that's where we're looking to the community. And, you know, again, if you can make it to the open house on the 18th, that's 5 to 7, great. We'd love to hear from you. We also have a website, so you can go online. You can just search for MnDOT Highway 61. You'll be able to get to it, and there'll be a survey there. So we're trying to give people lots of different ways to let us know what's going on, and whether it's in person or virtual, help us out. And then we'll see what we can do and see if we can't put together a good vision for what Highway 61 should be.
So how long will this whole study process go, and then what would next steps be?
So this study started in February, roughly, and it's going to take about a year. Really, we've just been looking at existing conditions right now, and that's where this public meeting is going to come into play. That kind of culminates that part of the study. After we get the input from the community, that's where we're going to move into looking at alternatives, figuring out different concepts, doing evaluation. And there'll be a couple more open houses, public meetings, and to update people as to where we're at, throw ideas out. That'll be the second public meeting, and then we'll have another one where we'll announce the results. But it's going to take about a year. So we're looking probably next January, February, before we're all said and done on this study.
And then once the study happens, what is the long term after that?
So the study then sets us up to move forward with our project, and that project is scheduled for 2026. But we have to then take the study, which will develop these alternatives. We'll have to figure out what we can do in that 2026. Can we do everything? Can we only do a part of it? But we want to set us up for continued future improvements. And then we have to do the design. It's a multi-year process. It does take a while. It'd be nice if it went faster, but we just have to make sure we dot all the I's, cross all the T's, so to speak. And it does take time, but ultimately it leads to our project in 2026 and hopefully another good one for the city.
When you think about something of this magnitude, obviously it's going to be costly, I would assume. Where does that money come from, please? And has it been allocated? Do you have a budget?
Well, for the study, the money's been allocated, and it's a partnership between MnDOT and the city. We're both jointly moving forward. We have both contributed to the study. For the construction project itself, that'll happen in 2026. There is money allocated for it, so this is just part of MnDOT's budgeting. As we look ahead at pavement conditions and lots of other factors, we put together different projects, and 2026 is when Highway 61, its turn has come up. And what we'll have to determine is, do we have enough money or do we need to go out for other sources, whether that's federal money available, different grants. The city could apply for some different things, but that all depends on what comes out of this study and what we're trying to do on the corridor, and whether we have enough money allocated or whether we need to get more. So it's, again, like a lot of things at MnDOT, it's a process that we have to go through, but that's why the ground floor with the study here is very exciting, because everything is on the table right now. We're willing to look at anything, and that's where I keep coming back to. Whether you can join us in person or online, we definitely want to hear from you, because this is the time to make your opinions known.
So this is the first, I would assume, of maybe more than one open house?
Yep. This is the first one. I'll dub it more as a listening open house, where we want to hear what the issues are and just get some initial opinions in that. The next one will probably be in an August time frame, and we'll give good notice. Again, we'll get it out as best we can to let people know about it. And that one will be where we have some ideas, alternatives and concepts that we'll be able to share and then get people's reaction to them. What's good, what's bad, what do they like, don't like, that sort of thing. So that'll be the second one. And then the last meeting will come probably towards the end of this year. And that's when we'll have more of the final results. weeks, and we'll be closer to that final report, and we'll be able to say, okay, you know, now that we've worked through the process, we've heard the community a couple different times, as well as just working with the city, here's what we've got. Here's the alternatives. Here's our evaluations, and here's where we think it's going.
So, Bryant, if we weren't doing this study, would it have been just, let's repave Highway 61? Is that what would have happened?
Yes, our project would normally just be like a mill and overlay, where we would just take off the top couple inches of the road and then repave it so it's nice new road, and then fix any signing and striping that are needed. So really a basic project that would get in there, and that's where, again, I keep harping on this, but that's where we really want to hear from the community, because this is our opportunity to change that and not just do a mill and overlay.
So give people one more time, please, the open house information.
Yes, the open house will be May 18th, and that is at the Hastings City Hall. It'll be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and there are a couple presentations. It'll be the same presentation at 5:15 and 6:15. We'll just give you more information about what we've learned so far. And then the rest of the time, we'll have things for people to look at, opportunities to put your opinions out there, write notes, look at maps, point stuff out, tell us all that. So definitely good opportunity just, again, to talk to the engineers and both MnDOT and the city, and just give us your opinion. And then also, like I said, the website is important too, because if you can't make it in person, that same information is going to be available for you to go there, take a survey. We'll have an online map that you can put your issues and comments in, just as if you were doing it in person. So, and you can do both if you want. I mean, we're happy to talk to you in person, and we'll take your comments afterward too. So really wide open, really looking forward to people being engaged and helping us out.
We really appreciate your time today. Thank you, Bryant. We hope that there is a great turnout at that open house on Wednesday, May 18th. It's going to be at City Hall, so check that out. Thank you, Bryant Visek. He is the South Area Engineer for MnDOT's Metro District, and we're always so happy to check in with him and get the behind the scenes of what is going on. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7. Katie WA in Hastings.